this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. Many people in our country misunderstand the pro-life movement. Perhaps the only ideas about it that they receive are the ideas they receive through the secular media. One of the most important things that we need to understand is that the pro-life message is not to love the child and forget about the mother. What we say instead is very simple. Why can't we love them both? To be pro-life means to be pro-woman. I received a letter not long ago from one of the pro-abortion groups in our country. I was going to speak in a particular city, and they wrote to me ahead of time and they said, "We don't understand why you put more importance on the life of the child than on the life of the mother." And I wrote back to them and I said to them very simply, "You misunderstand our point. We are not putting more importance on anybody's life. Our message is simply a message of equality. The child is just as important as the mother, and the mother is just as important as the child." To be pro-life is to be pro-woman, and the pro-life movement demonstrates this in many ways. For example, most of the time and the resources and the energy and the people in the pro-life movement, and many of you who are watching are doing precisely this, much of this is dedicated to providing alternatives to abortion. I'm happy to say that there are more crisis pregnancy assistance centers in the United States than there are abortion facilities. People are working day and night all over our country to provide better options than abortion. We are also on the side of women who have already had abortions. And if you know somebody who has been involved in abortion, or if you yourself have been involved in some way, then understand that the doors of the church are open. We will not reject or condemn you or cast you out. We want to welcome you back, to bring you the peace, the mercy, the forgiveness of Christ. Whether you've had one or two or five or 10, I even know of someone who had 22 abortions. But do you know that even she can be forgiven? Even she will be welcomed back, because we want to bring the mercy and the forgiveness and the healing of Christ. The gospel of life is a gospel of mercy. Let no one despair. We are not against you. We are on your side. To be pro-life means to be pro-woman, because abortion not only destroys the child, it destroys the mother as well. I could talk to you all day and all night just about the women who have come to me, suffering and grieving over abortions that they've had as long ago as 50 years. I could show you the case testimonies piled high in my office, women writing in their own words how their abortion has ruined their lives. And when we read the accounts and talk to those who have had abortions, we begin to find a pattern. There is a pattern of how they were deceived. There was a pattern of how this was not really their choice, but rather someone else in their life was pressuring them or forcing them to have an abortion. We see the pattern that they did not do this because of freedom of choice, but rather because they felt they had no choice. And another pattern we see is that women are being harmed, injured, and even killed in legal abortion facilities. We are not talking about illegal abortions. We're talking about abortions that some people refer to as safe and legal. They may be legal, but I can assure you that does not make them safe. I can assure you, because you can look at the laws that are or are not on the books from state to state, and you will find that abortion is the single most unregulated surgical procedure in our nation. It is the most commonly performed surgery, but it is also the most unregulated surgery. You can find animal hospitals and veterinary clinics that are better regulated and held to higher standards of hygiene than many abortion facilities. I know a number of people who used to provide abortions and who now have stopped doing so and even speak out publicly about what really happens in these places. I know many of them who will publicly tell you that in these facilities they never sterilized the instruments. I asked one of them, well, why not? And the answer was, because it would have taken too long. We just wanted to do more and more abortions. At the same time as these things are happening, many of those who promote abortion are saying, well, we are in favor of women's health and women's rights. So are we. And what we're saying is, if you're concerned about women's health, isn't it time to take a long, hard, honest look at how abortion impacts the health of women? We know that there are many profound adverse effects of abortion on women's health. Some states have even begun to require, for example, that women getting an abortion be told that there is an increased risk of breast cancer as a result of having an abortion. And that's just one of the many, many possible complications that can result. I'd like to tell you about a book that was released in January of 1996. A book that I wish were fictional, but it is a documented list of cases of how women have been injured and even killed in legal abortion facilities throughout our land. The book is called Lyme 5. It was written by Mark Crutcher of Life Dynamics. I and a number of other pro-life leaders throughout our country were privileged to help gather together some of the information that went into this book. You can obtain this book by contacting me at Priests for Life, and I'll give you further information about it. But what this book contains are documented cases of how women were exploited, deceived, assaulted, injured, and even killed by the legal abortion industry in this nation. It shows us case after case of instances of malpractice, negligence, sloppiness, and simple hurting of women, deliberately in some cases, when they went to exercise what they thought would be a safe and easy choice. I challenge all those in this country who believe that abortion should be kept legal so that it can be safe, I challenge them to read this book. I challenge all those who think that abortion enhances the dignity of women to read this book. Because, my dear friends, if we really want to serve the dignity of women, let's make room for their real needs and let's respond to their real needs. Another friend of mine in the pro-life movement, Frederica Matthews Green, has written another book called Real Choices. And she analyzes how and why it is that women will decide to have their baby within them destroyed. And she says, you know, women do not choose abortion like they choose an ice cream cone. They choose it rather like an animal caught in a trap chooses to gnaw off its own leg. It is a desperate, desperate choice. We believe that women deserve better choices than this. Authentic feminism is pro-life. After all, feminists rightly say that the value of a woman's life should not be determined by men. Feminists rightly say that women should never be treated as property. Why then should they make the same mistake by treating their children as property? Why then should they make the same mistake in thinking that they can determine the value of the life of their child? Our message is very simple. It's not love the child and forget the woman. Our message is, let's love them both. We can do so. You can help to do so. Contact us at Priests for Life. We'll make these resources available to you. We'll give you Lyme 5. We'll give you other resources. And we will also give you countless other ideas about things you can do to save the lives both of children and their mothers. Let's work together to bring an end to the tragedy of abortion.